Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic Daily Scan, household costs, public services, and voting rules in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's scan centers on the government decisions behind emergency help, healthcare dollars, student debt, veterans benefits, and mail voting. The clearest immediate developments are a federal court ruling against a proposed FEMA workforce cut and a renewed Supreme Court request over mail ballot rules, while several recent federal actions set deadlines or costs that households will feel over time. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Federal judge says DHS could not direct a plan to cut FEMA staffing in half. A federal judge ruled that the Department of Homeland Security's plan to cut Federal Emergency Management Agency staffing by 50% was unlawful. The judge found that Congress placed FEMA staffing decisions with FEMA itself after Hurricane Katrina, rather than allowing DHS to substantially reduce the agency's work. The ruling does not yet spell out a final remedy. The judge told both sides to work out next steps. What to watch? The parties must propose a remedy, and the administration could appeal. Watch for whether the court orders staffing actions to be reversed or sets limits on future DHS direction of FEMA personnel decisions.
Headline 2. Administration renews Supreme Court request to put mail ballot restrictions in place. The Trump administration renewed its request for the U.S. Supreme Court to let Postal Service-related mail ballot restrictions take effect before the November midterm elections. Lower courts have blocked the policy for now. The administration says the rules are within its authority to run the mail system. States and voting rights groups argue that the rules are unlawful and would be difficult to carry out after ballots have already begun going out. What to watch? Watch for an emergency order from the Supreme Court and for notices from state and local election offices about any ballot envelope or mailing changes. Several states were scheduled to begin mailing ballots during the week of September 13th.
Headline 3. Education Department posts the 2026-27 rates for new federal student loans. The Education Department published its annual notice for federal direct loans first paid out between July 1, 2026 and June 30, 2027. The fixed rates are 6.52% for undergraduate subsidized and unsubsidized loans, 8.07% for graduate or professional unsubsidized loans, and 9.07% for direct plus loans. These rates apply for the life of each new loan in that period, not to most borrowers' older fixed-rate loans. What to watch? Families weighing federal loans against private loans should compare the full terms, including federal repayment protections and loan fees, rather than looking only at the interest rate. Watch for school financial aid updates and repayment plan information as the academic year moves forward.
Headline 4. Medicare drug price negotiations move past their meeting deadline. September 11 was the last day scheduled for negotiation meetings between Medicare and drug companies in the third cycle of the Medicare Drug Price Negotiation Program. The program's next deadline is September 18th for additional written offers or counteroffers. If Medicare and a manufacturer do not reach agreement, CMS must send a final offer by September 30th. Manufacturers then have until October 31st to accept or reject it. What to watch? Watch for CMS announcements after the September 18th written offer deadline, then the September 30th final offer deadline. CMS is scheduled to publish any agreed prices by November 30th, 2026.
Headline 5. Justice Department sentencing closes a $64 million Medicaid fraud case in New York. A Brooklyn owner of two adult daycare centers and a home health company was sentenced to 76 months in federal prison for her role in a Medicaid fraud and kickback scheme, the Justice Department said. Prosecutors said the businesses billed about $64 million for services that were not provided as represented, and Medicaid paid about $56 million. The court also ordered more than $56 million in restitution and $5 million in forfeiture. What to watch? Watch for restitution collections and for any separate civil, licensing, or provider enrollment actions involving the businesses or other defendants. The Justice Department said multiple law enforcement agencies investigated the case.
Headline 6. White House order sets deadlines to improve veterans' benefit records and job connections. A September 8th executive order directs the Defense Department, Department of Veterans Affairs, and Department of Labor to improve the sharing of military personnel and health records and to connect separating service members with jobs, training, and benefit help. The order sets a 30-day target for records to be shared when a service member leaves active duty, with longer deadlines of 120 and 180 days for system and program changes. What to watch? Watch for agency updates over the next 30 days on discharge record sharing, then for the required systems and transition program changes due over the next 4 to 6 months. Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Use an action pack to run deeper cited research on candidates, ballot measures, public officials, and local political news. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the responsible government office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.